From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. They have waited, well, forever for their big Super Bowl win, so the Philadelphia Eagles will have a big parade this Wednesday after they beat the New England Patriots. Did you see that Eagles QB TD? Or, for the purposes of this segment, did you see that ad with Game of Thrones Peter Dinklage and Morgan Freeman for Doritos and Mountain Dew, lip-syncing a rap battle between Busta Rhymes and Missy Elliott? Here's Morgan Freeman.
Quiet! Hush your mouth. I told y'all mother, y'all can't stop me now. Listen to me now. I'm lasting 20 rounds. And if you want me, then come on get me now.
Of course, you have to picture Morgan Freeman lip-syncing there. It was a hit, but what were the misses? The best and worst of this year's Super Bowl ads with Here and Now media analyst John Carroll, who joins us every year. John, you say one of your favorites was E-Trade's with elderly going to work. So let's just listen to that.
Wake up early.
Clap on some cologne.
I'm 85 and I want to go home.
Working tech support on the next new phone.
I'm 85 and I want to go home.
What, so you, Dave, why?
Because it's true.
Yes.
Because I'm going to spend my declining years as a Walmart greeter. it doesn't hurt that the Dow is riding a bungee cord right now. I think right. The timing for E-Trade was pretty good.
Well, and they pointed out a third of American workers do not have a retirement plan.
Right.
Although others are saying, well, check maybe with other places before you go to E-Trade. But that really resonated. Let's see. There was the Tide ads, many of them. Actually, they featured actor David Harbour of Stranger Things. You think they're selling one thing like a diamond or, you know, something at a grocery store or a mattress, but no, it's a Tide ad.
What else would this be an ad for?
Diamonds?
A gift that lasts for a
new Tide.
It's time for a cold refresher.
Tide ad.
Fall into the sleep of
Tide.
Why'd you like this?
These were really clever on the face of them, but also the buy was really interesting because they started out with a 45-second ad, and then they had three 15-second ads after that. And it seemed like they were ubiquitous, yeah. You know, way beyond a minute and a half.
Well, what they were pointing out is that every time you see people sitting around in crisp, new, clean clothing, it's
right.
A Tide ad.
Right. They basically appropriated half the other ads on the Super Bowl.
Right. Topping the worst list in our house, gasp-inducing, was the ad for the Dodge Ram truck. It had pictures of, you know, really people doing lovely things, but it featured a sermon from Martin Luther King Jr. Let's listen.
If you want to be great, wonderful, but recognize that he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. That's a new definition of greatness.
You know, the reaction was vicious. And they got permission, by the way, from members of, you know, MLK's estate. But why do you think some feel-good things work and this just didn't seem to?
This was a concept with a capital K. I mean, they more than got permission. They paid for that. And it was just so ham-handed and so inappropriate to put the two of them together. Beyond that, that same sermon, Martin Luther King was railing against advertisers, saying, you know, they make you want material goods instead and keep up with the Joneses instead of building community. You know, that was a mistake, too.
Well, maybe also having Danny DeVito get hit by a truck in the M&M's ad. But we'll take that up at another time. John Carroll,
that was a bad one.
Yeah, media analyst for Here and Now, journalism professor at Boston University. We'll link you to his campaign outsider blog at hearandnow.org, where we want to hear what you thought of the ads last night. John, thank you.
Thank you.